All right, we are live here with a Schloss rant from the Philadelphia suburbs. Saturday night, we got games gonna start tomorrow in the league where they pay for play. Of course, you got the college football going on tonight. We're gonna give you the five picks for the mock circa contest plays. We're gonna give you a survivor pick here. And we're going to look to continue and build upon last week, a nice solid 4-1 week. The only game that we lost, of course, was the Las Vegas Raiders against the Broncos. So, or not the Broncos, the Raiders against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm sorry there. So, sitting at 4-1, sitting at 9-6 so far on the season, that's 60%. Went 3-2 in the opening week, 2-3 in week two, and then finally 4-1. Only the Las Vegas Raiders were the only team to let us down. Before we get to the picks, we'll run the board. I'll give some thoughts about each one of these games, and then obviously we'll skip the games that we're going to pick because we'll give you more detailed analysis, more of a detailed breakdown of things that I like to see and things that I think will happen. First game tomorrow morning in London. The Atlanta Falcons and the Jaguars. I believe the Jaguars are the home team. The Jaguars are laying 3. I can't touch this game because, honestly, with the Falcons, I'm not quite sure exactly what they are. Are they mediocre? Are they good? It's tough to tell. Jacksonville, who knows what type of game you're going to get from Trevor Lawrence. He has not been exactly what you thought after the Jaguars won a playoff game, so we have to stay away from this game. The Commanders right here in Philadelphia, the Eagles laying 9.5. I can't touch this game because the Commanders came into Philly last year and they beat the Eagles. 9.5 is kind of a big number within the division, so we can't touch this game. The Commanders sitting right now at 2-1 overall. The Eagles at 3-0 overall. So are the Commanders a little bit better than most people think? Yeah, but I'm not quite sure I can lay the 9.5 with the Eagles, because I think the Commanders are decent. But at the same time with the Commanders, you know, with Sam Howell in their quarterback, not exactly the best, are you comfortable only getting 9.5? I don't know. So this game is an absolute pass for me. All right, this next game, if I was going to pick 6 games, I would bet this game and I would take the Texans against the Steelers, and I would take the Texans getting the 3 points at home. C.J. Stroud has so far showed up. He's looked impressive. He's been able to move the ball down the field. They beat the Jaguars in a game in which everyone thought that the Jaguars would win the game outright, let alone cover the number, which was somewhere around that 8 or so range. So I would take the Texans if I was going to play it, but this does not count. This is not one of the 5. This was the 6th game on the docket for me. But the reason why I ultimately passed on putting this on the card is because with the Texans, I got to see C.J. Stroud do it more than once. All right, the next game, the Bengals at the Tennessee Titans. The Bengals laying the 2.5 on the road. Listen, Burrow's not been good. He's not been impressive. The Bengals are 31st right now in yards per play in the National Football League. Titans beat the Chargers for their only win this year. With this game at 2.5, honestly, I'm not quite sure exactly who the better team is with what the Bengals have shown so far. Their only win, winning narrowly by 3 points last week. So I got to stay away from this game. Just not quite enough confidence in the Bengals. You might look at this and say, all right, this is a buy low spot, only having to give up the 2.5 against a far inferior quarterback with Tennessee. But with Vrabel coaching, you never know what you're going to see. All right, the Ravens getting 2.5 at the Cleveland Browns. We all know about the absolute sheer dominance of this Cleveland defense. We backed them last week. They came through against the Titans. The Browns, listen, you can't move the ball against them. The Browns, I don't think they've had a game so far in which the other team has recorded even 10 first downs. So tough to go against the Browns here. Ravens going to be hungry after losing in overtime against the Colts. These divisional games, I mean, if you had to make a play, maybe you take the Ravens getting the 2.5, but you're just not sure that Lamar Jackson's going to be able to move the ball against Myles Garrett and that vaunted Cleveland Browns defense. All right, the next game, Tampa Bay getting 3.5 at the Saints. Look, I'm not going near any of these divisional games in that NFC South. I don't know who's good. We don't think the Panthers are any good, but I think they covered a game against the Saints recently, so it's just too tricky of a spot for me to go into this game and pick someone. You like, if you're going to back Tampa Bay, which, again, this is not anything, I'm not playing this, but you like that maybe you get three in the hook. So if it comes down to a three-point game, you are on the right side with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but I just can't go near this game. All right, Rams minus one at the Colts. I mean, I don't know if the Rams are good. They beat, obviously, in week one, they beat Seattle. And the Colts last week beat Baltimore. And the Colts are 2-1 right now, kind of a surprise team at 2-1 because they also beat the Texans. So this game, I mean, with it basically being a pick 'em at minus one, it's tough for me to come up with an angle that I back either team. So it's definitely a no contest, not on the board for me. All right, Denver getting 3.5 at Chicago. I'm not quite sure Denver should be favored against anyone after that 50-point drubbing last week against the Miami Dolphins. So tough for me in this particular spot to take a position on either team. I don't think that Justin Fields is any good. I don't think he's a starting caliber NFL quarterback. Sure, he's got the wheels. Sure, he can take off and run, but he's not capable to beat you when he needs to pass the ball. The Raiders at the Chargers. Chargers laying 6 at home. Not much of a home field advantage with all of LA, you know, probably really being Raiders fans more so than Rams or Chargers fans. So I can't lay the 6 with the Chargers. I think they probably win the game, but I stay away from it. Next game here, taking place about 100 miles up the road tomorrow night. The Chiefs at the Jets. The Chiefs right now getting 9.5. I'd consider taking the Chiefs. It's not one of the five official plays. I think that they're just much better than the Jets. I think Zach Wilson, I mean, it's not looking good for him. He's just not as good as I thought he was. I thought he could at least handle the team. I thought he can keep them in the ball games. But as pretty much the national narrative is that the Jets are playing around him. So with that in mind, though, almost with being a contrarian, maybe I would take the Jets again. So I could really make a case for both teams. So it's a stay away for me simply because of the fact that, again, me being a contrarian, I'd want to take the Jets just to kind of be on the other side because I think most people are probably backing the Chiefs in this spot. All right, so that's most of the games with the exception of the five that we're going to put in official, you know, mock circa millions plays on. So let's go back to the board. This would have been next here. This is the first official play, and it is the Seattle Seahawks minus 2 against my New York Football Giants. We're going to take the Seattle Seahawks laying the 2 points. Listen, Seattle is the better team, all right? They beat the Lions, okay? The Lions are looking like a pretty good team right now at 3-1. The line has moved in their favor. The game opened with the Giants laying the 1 points. Daniel Jones in prime time is something to the nature of 1-11 straight up. The only win that he's had was last year against the Commanders, in which you can obviously talk about Kayvon Thibodeau making the biggest play in that game with his big strip sack. Somehow on every podcast we mention that play because we talk about the Giants and we talk about, you know, how they don't always have the guys stepping up, but that one particular night, Kayvon Thibodeau did step up. At any rate, Seattle's got better weapons with DJ Metcalf, with Tyler Lockett. So I will lay the 2. You don't like that number really in this spot because you could have them getting a point. But listen, if you're not confident enough that your team can, you know, win by a field goal here, if they're laying 2 to win the game straight up and win the game by the number, then you shouldn't be backing them. It kills me that I'm backing the Giants. You can question my fan or that I'm not backing the Giants. You can question my fandom, but I think that while I might be rooting for the Giants in this particular spot, I think that Seattle's just a better team, and I think that if you only have to lay 2 points, it's still okay, even though the Giants are at home, and that is a Monday night game. Next game, Bills minus 2.5 versus the Dolphins. We are going to take a look at the Bills here, laying the 2.5. A key trend, and I'm not always into all these different trends that you can run and take a look at, but a key trend is when a team is 3-0 against the number and 3-0 straight up, and then they are dogs in week four. They end up being 3-8 against the spread. So I think this is a good value proposition to back Buffalo, laying the 2.5. The line has not moved from that standpoint. The total has gone up. Obviously, it opened at somewhere around 49, whatever we mentioned Wednesday in the last pod. But I like the Buffalo Bills laying the 2.5. The next game, the San Francisco 49ers minus 14, humongous number, I know, versus the Cardinals. Listen, it's a huge number. The Cardinals so far are 3-0 against the spread, and the Cardinals have been a team who offensively have definitely moved the ball the past two games. They were downright impressive in their win against the Cowboys last week, where they were pretty heavy underdogs, 12-point dogs, and they won the game going away pretty easily. I like backing San Francisco here because I saw something to the effect that when a team was as big of a dog as the Cardinals were last week, they are not good against the spread, somewhere to the tune of 24-49 against that number. Again, I know this is a huge number with San Francisco, but I just think that the Niners are clicking on all cylinders. We saw what they did week one against the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are now 2-1. We saw what they did against my New York football Giants. So I think San Francisco is a dominant team. I don't love to lay these humongous numbers. Obviously, that was one of the reasons we took the Cardinals last week. But I think you've got just a significantly better team with San Francisco, and I think it's okay to back them here, even laying the 14 points. Would I like it at 13.5, a little more? Yeah, but I think we'll go 14. We're not going to be too nitpicky here about a half of a point. Next game, Dallas minus 6 versus the New England Patriots. Listen, I'm betting against my own team with these picks because I'm not picking the Giants against Seattle. I'm also going to pick Dallas to cover the 6 points. We're on the right side of that 7 points. But Dallas, after this loss, I think you're getting a little bit better of a number if they had blown out Arizona last week, or even if they won the game by a nice comfortable margin. New England, I just think, stinks. Mac Jones is 0-11 against the number when he is a dog. He's regressed since that first year where they went 11-6 and made the playoffs. I just don't think he's very good. I think that they can win games against the Jets where they score in the teens. I think that they can kind of push around an inexperienced, or I guess Wilson's not totally inexperienced, but push around a quarterback who just, quite frankly, isn't all that good. I think Dallas in this game has a lot better weapons, even with Ezekiel Elliott now on the New England Patriots. I think you look at what CeeDee Lamb brings to the table, what Tony Pollard brings to the table. I think that I'm okay to lay the 6 points here in this spot. Last and finally, the fifth game, Minnesota minus 4.5 at Carolina. We're going to back the Vikings here. So this is a week, before we get to this, the breakdown of this game, this is a week in which we are taking zero underdogs. For week one, we took 3. Week two, I believe we took 2. I think last week we took either 1 or 2 as well. I think we took Arizona for sure, who was getting the 12.5 points. Yeah, so we've gone down from 3 to 2 to 1 to 0 in terms of the number of dogs that we have taken week by week. Probably get back to picking some more dogs next week. But again, you got to take a look at these numbers. But I think Cousins is a better quarterback than Bryce Young. I don't even think Bryce Young is probably better than Andy Dalton, who showed you last week at Seattle that they can move the ball. And I think that this line, look, it opened at the Vikings laying the 2.5. Now it's up to 4.5. So we're definitely in the right direction here. Could go up to 5, 5.5 tomorrow. Who knows? But I think the Vikings have just fallen on some horrendous luck. They've had bad interceptions within the red zone. They've had 59-yard field goals kicked against them, 61-yard field goals kicked against them. They have the same point differential as the 2-1 Steelers, and they're actually 15 points better from that point differential standpoint than the 2-1 Commanders. So they've had 9 turnovers. I think that, again, Kirk Cousins is just a lot better. This is also a team that is second in yards per play in the National Football League. People look at that stat as kind of a guideline. The only team that's better, and they're significantly better, is the Miami Dolphins. Last week, probably a big reason why. So I like the Vikings to lay the 4.5 points at Carolina. So to summarize the picks, we've got Seattle laying 2, Buffalo laying 2.5 versus the Dolphins, San Francisco laying 14 versus the Cardinals. Dallas at home laying the 6 against the Pats. Minnesota on the road laying 4.5 against the Carolina Panthers. So all favorites, not something I like to do. I usually like to get points. And a lot of these picks are really, quite frankly, they're very square, starting with San Francisco laying such a big number there. Now, Survivor, we are still live in the $1 DraftKings little Survivor pool that I am in. Week one, we gave out the Cowboys. Week two was the Bills. Week three was the Niners. This week, the pick is the Kansas City Chiefs. I was torn about whether to put the Chiefs as one of the picks. Couldn't do it because I feel like I'd want to also consider the Jets from that contrarian standpoint, as we mentioned earlier. But I think that Kansas City is going to win this game. I mean, Patrick Mahomes or Zach Wilson, you take your pick. I know the Jets have a pretty good defense, but so does Kansas City, especially if Jones is playing. So the pick for Survivor is Kansas City. There's something like 26,000 people still alive in that bracket. So we'll see if we can get in there because it's a nice, solid, potential, close to six-figure payday if we can win it. But that's a long, long ways away. And quite frankly, the only, you know, really top team we'd have left, assuming Kansas City wins this game, would be the Philadelphia Eagles. So Kansas City, the Survivor pick for this week. Schloss Rant live from the Philadelphia suburbs. Looking forward to tomorrow. Should be a really solid day of the National Football League. Obviously pumped up for the Monday night game, and it's a tricky spot because I'm going against the Giants with these five picks here, but I'm okay if we lose this one. It's just one game. We're going all out, rooting for Big Blue, even if the Seahawks are who we are picking here. It's been a nice long layoff for the Giants. You get the Thursday night game, and then you follow it up with the Monday night game. The Eagles just had something like this. Obviously, the Eagles are a much better team than the Giants. They're sitting at 3-0. They were able to win both these games. Giants losing that first game, that Thursday game, by 18 points. So, tricky spot. The Giants look to get back on track here. I don't think they'll win, but I'll be cheering for Big Blue. All right, Schloss Rant live. Enjoy the football Sunday tomorrow. Week 4, National Football League.